Data from the past can help us compare current and historical extinction rates. But how do we predict the number of species that will go extinct in the future? This is a more difficult task, but two ways to do it are using species area curves and modeling the impacts of actual range contraction on population size and, by extension, the likelihood that a population will persist into the future. In the first case, look at the hypothetical species area curve on the right. The curve shows how at 100% habitat area, there are 100% of the species present. If you were to interpolate the curve down to 50% of the habitat area, you'd still retain 90% of the species. Cut it down to 90% of the habitat gone, only 10% remaining, and you lose 50% of the species. The problem with this approach is that SA curves are known to show distinct hysteresis, meaning that the curve takes on a different shape if you move from right to left along it than when you move from left to right. So in fact, using SA curves isn't a very reliable way to predict how many species you may lose as their habitat disappears. The American burying beetle shows us a case of how we might use observed range contraction to predict extinction probability. This once common species of beetle is now isolated to just 3 natural populations plus a few captive ones, and the species is critically endangered. The cause of decline is not fully known, but it's likely due to disruption of the soil environment the species needs to overwinter due to agriculture and fracking. In any case, we can estimate by how much the population of beetles has declined by the proportion of its habitat lost. And if we know enough about its breeding biology, we can estimate whether birth rates will be able to keep up with the death of individuals as their habitat disappears. Needless to say, estimating extinction probability is not a simple task.